We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
We out here. I see people already complaining in the chat. The buzzer sounded like 24 seconds ago. Like, everyone chill. Anyway, the Heat win big tonight, 118-90 against Oklahoma City Thunder. There's so many things to talk about tonight, which I'll probably forget half of them halfway through the show because I'm on my third drink, and that's kind of the point of the show. It's for everyone to get in here and have a good time after a Heat win and after a Heat loss, for us all to get drunk, bitch and complain, but still laugh anyway. So we got a Heat win tonight. We got a new starting lineup, and I think everyone's excited about that. But Brass, my intrepid producer for Hangover Time, I think there is a lead story tonight that I don't think a lot of people are talking about. I think you have a graphic for this.
I sure do. Well, unfortunately, the game tonight didn't go quite as well for Mo Harkless as we were hoping it was going to go, or at least Tiffany was hoping. But since we're not going to see her in real life in her jersey, let's check this out. What do you think, guys?
Oh, man, we're definitely missing out right now.
We're missing out.
Oh, my God.
I think we were all pretty excited when Mo checked in garbage time at the end there, but and then he ended up missing his free throws, and that was about it. That's what we
expected. And then somehow he did a belly flop on a basketball court, which
athletic. I mean, he's very athletic.
Yeah, he got high enough to get a belly flop. So Mo's stat line tonight. Listen, I don't want to keep picking on Mo. Yes, I do. Mo Harkless, 6 minutes, 0 points, one personal foul, 0 blocks, 0 steals, 0 rebounds, 0 points, 0-for-2 from the free throw line. Jesus Christ.
Those were some tragic free throws. God, I was rooting for him so hard because I wanted Tiffany to sweat a little bit. But nothing. Like, literally nothing.
I feel like Tiffany has put a hex on this motherfucker, man. Like, oh man, I'm sorry, Christian. That's 2 minutes in.
He looks like Kevin Durant in that movie where he lost his talent.
No, he looks like Mike before he got the shoes.
He's like Space Jam when the aliens took his powers.
Wait, can I see that that Photoshop again? It is so good.
Tiffany got more rebounds in that picture than he did.
Oh my god, that is had me laughing.
Got more balls in that picture than Mo Harkless.
Anyway, guys, for real, there are real legitimate things to talk about. The real story of tonight, and I kind of feel vindicated. I think we all should feel vindicated because I think the last Hangover Time, also the last Miami Heat Beat podcast that streamed on Twitch. Like, I honestly, if you guys aren't on Twitch and you're not, you don't have your notifications on for Miami Heat Beat, you're missing out. Like, we're constantly putting out content. We had a live stream yesterday. I was drunk watching football. Giancarlo Navas asked me to come on. I said, whatever, what the fuck ever. I had a bottle of Fireball. And I was taking shots for every new subscription. Like, by the end of that show, I was telling stories about Tim Reynolds from the AP. Like, you guys are missing out if you're not subscribed to Twitch and you're not getting notifications. But, yeah, we were talking about this yesterday. I think we all talked about it on Friday night, that the answer for the Heat at power forward was Kelly Olynyk. Because we have a season's worth, not last year, when Kelly Olynyk was coming back from an injury and he was not right. And I can tell you, as somebody who did have a lot of access to the Heat last year, I don't have it anymore because, obviously, you see the shit I'm talking about Tim Reynolds now, and I make fun of Mo Harkless a lot. I've lost all my access. As someone who had a lot of access to the Heat last year, Kelly Olynyk was not right physically. They didn't make excuses. They would not put it out there publicly. He was not right. But the year before, the Hassan Whiteside year, Christian, Kelly Olynyk and Bam Adebayo as a duo were off the chain unstoppable. I mean, they were so good defensively and offensively. They have a way of working together that makes it really, really hard for opposing front courts to manage. Like, I mean, you have the numbers. Like, does the starting lineup – with Kelly Olynyk and Christian, what does that do for the Heat?
I was very excited tonight when I saw the starting lineup because it seems like Spo is always trying to like hide Kelly in a closet somewhere. But like, fact of the matter is, I was actually looking at the numbers since 2017, since obviously Kelly and Bam have been playing together for a while now. The Heat have played thousands of minutes in each of these combinations, but in terms of like Bam and Kelly related to each other, when Bam is on the court and Kelly's off, the Heat are they're averaging 1 point more per 100 possessions than the opponent. So they're like, they're slightly beating teams. But when they're both on the court together, they're beating teams by 5 points per 100 possessions, which is a huge jump when you're talking about thousands of minutes, because that's a massive sample. So that like tells you that consistently through the years, the Heat have been better with both of them on. So that's why it's kind of frustrating when it seems like Spo likes to go away from that a lot and go with smaller rotations and things like that.
I have a theory that, you know, if you guys have ever shown up early for a Heat game, there's guys that like set up, you know, audio and they, you know, they put the floor down and they like, you know, they set up like where, you know, the announcers sit. And they're like, you know, it's like roadies for a concert. I have a theory that if Kelly doesn't start, Spo thinks he's a roadie and forgets that he's on the bench. Because Kelly Olynyk kind of looks like a roadie with the beard and the pony. Like, Kelly Olynyk looks like he runs the Tilt-A-Whirl at a local carnival. Right or wrong?
Absolutely. I feel like teams are not allowed to scout for him before games just because of the way he looks.
He looks like a carny. Like, you can't.
He looks like the bearded lady.
Yeah, if he doesn't start, like, you can't. You know, he can just get lost on the bench. Spo thinks he's delivering Gatorade. But Kelly Olynyk in the starting lineup, Tiffany. We saw the starting lineup, and I know a lot of people say it's not about who starts; it's about who finishes, right? But I like the idea, Tiff, of the Heat being able to look fluid offensively for when that second unit comes in. It's not that they're not trying to battle back from a 10-6, right, 8-point deficit, right? They're either even or they're in the lead because their offense is already flowing and you have something to step into instead of something to fix.
Right.
No, right?
that's why there is some truth to it matters who starts, because they've been missing some sort of, well, Jimmy's been injured, but they've also been missing out on like a good chemistry mix. So they weren't playing, they weren't battling back, because at least the starters set the table. So, you know, they lost a little momentum, but they were able to get it back because the starters were cohesive. It wasn't just like a jumbled mix of players out there. And not for nothing, Kelly actually looked good tonight on defense. I don't know what his numbers are, but he looked pretty good.
Well, I think they played that zone, Frankie. They started off, I'm half the time I'm drunk by tip off. But I felt like it's the first time they started in a zone.
Yeah, they can. The flexibility when you have two bigs is you can also like zone up some coverages too, where you're not playing a full zone, but you know end of the shot clock you can zone the back side of the defense to cover more ground and protect the rim, and that's what the Heat were missing when they had Jay last year, is that, you know, Bam can switch on a guard and cover the perimeter, and Jay is not huge, but he can he's a big bodied guy and he can help inside. And now Kelly, he's not going to block many people, but he's going to take charges and you're going to feel him.
But it seems like they weren't worried about the switching thing because they have the zone defense in their back pocket. So it was like, okay, we can deal with Kelly out there, and we're not putting him on an island. He anchored the zone in the Myers Leonard fashion, right? Mm-hmm. And they put Jimmy and Bam at the top with Tyler and Duncan on the wings, like they were just hiding all their liabilities. And you saw it. They had the pain points weren't crazy. And in the second half, I'm not sure what defense they switched to in the second half. At one point in the fourth quarter, OKC had zero pain points, which is amazing, without a rim protector. So there are ways for them to hide these liabilities defensively, right? So Kelly, you know, people worried about Kelly. Kelly can't start. Kelly can't switch. Kelly can't do a lot of things that Jay did. No, he can't. But offensively, Christian, he's a better player than Jay Crowder is offensively, in my opinion.
Oh, I mean, for the last few years, Kelly Olynyk has been rated as one of the best shooting big men in basketball. And obviously that's the kind of player that you need on a court with Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo. And tonight he was 5 of 7 from three. So obviously, like, we got one of the best nights that Kelly's going to give you tonight. But he is capable of nights like this and more. Like, tonight he only had one assist, but Kelly is capable of having a night where, you know, he's facilitating and he's in a groove working out of the elbow. And, you know, he'll drop 5-6 assists. Like, he can do a lot of things for your team. And he does play better defense than people give him credit for. I mean, I get that, you know, there are times that he looks bad. But on the whole, he's very consistent, especially around the rim. He knows how to not foul. He knows how to be, you know, obstructive without, you know, getting himself in trouble. Like, he's not such a liability. Like, he's really a lot more even than people think. And some nights he can really show out like he did tonight.
Well, go ahead. Right.
No, go ahead, Tiff, because I was going to move on from Kelly, but go ahead. I want to hear
this one last thing. He was also the key as to why Bam was getting all those lobs, because he was able to stretch the floor, and after he hit a couple of shots, the defender had to go with him, mm-hmm. and he made it so much easier for Bam to be able to roll to the rim, for Gorn to be able to just get the ball in. Like, those are things that people don't think about.
Yeah. But
he makes it easier for Bam.
And it's also great because you have Duncan and Tyler in the starting lineup now. And you got three shooters who can shoot 40% or higher. And the defense has to account for that. Duncan got better looks than he's gotten most of the season. And you saw once he got in that groove, he started getting going. And Kelly, one thing you can never say about Kelly is that he's shot shy. You can say that about Myers all day, but Kelly's not.
That is something that that Jay brought to the lineup. That Myers didn't. And the thing is, for me, if Kelly is healthy, he is a better offensive version of Jay. The thing is, defensively, he doesn't give you as much the two-way stuff that Jay gave you. Mm-hmm. But if you, and, you know, I was scared to death of of a lineup that featured Kelly, Tyler, and Duncan, right? I think we all were. I'm not being racist here. I promise you. But that's a lot. That's a lot of prep. That's a lot of prep school in your starting lineup, and it was scary as fuck. But they, I mean, they listen. It's also the Thunder, right? So we have to, you know, we have to kind of temper our, you know, our excitement. But it's not about the opponent. It's about, you know, some of the habits that you saw. And it started to look like the Heat offense again for the first time in a long time. And I think we have, before we move on from Kelly, because I want to talk about Jimmy. You know, look what happens when you have an aggressive Jimmy Butler and he looks like an NBA player again. I want to talk about Bam Adebayo, 9-for-10 from the field. I love the fact that he has a jumper, but I still want him to roll to the basket a lot. And like Tiffany was saying, Kelly helps that. But Siobhan, there's a special play that I believe that you wanted to talk about with Kelly. Brass, are you ready? You have that queued up? Siobhan, you're going to go ahead and give play-by-play on this.
My bad on the connection, too. I'm going to get that situated. But let's talk about this. Love Kelly. My girl says he looks like a lacrosse player.
So, you know what? This is Canadian privilege. He's used to having free healthcare. He rubs
it in, like sanitizes it in. Well, mother, I mean, look, you're not in Canada.
Guys,
that's not
how
we rock
it
down.
He's so slippery. Like, you can't ignore some of the ways he gives himself advantages. Like, this is tactical.
Fuck no, that's gross. No.
Kelly's
pandemic or not,
dude.
Pandemic or not. So it was already bleeding, and then he like licked it, and then he spit, and then he rubbed it in, and then he rubbed it in some more.
Got that magic blood. That's a 5-of-7 from three. What are you going to argue with here?
Yeah, like, that shit is not following like the NBA like COVID protocols at all. That's all. It's disgusting.
He's about to be suspended for like 2 weeks. That's like blatant violation of
everything. Zero in the next hour.
Has he been hanging out with Kevin Durant?
Kelly's that musty dude and pick up nobody wants to guard.
That's why he's so open.
Nobody was guarding Kelly the rest of the night.
They were like, yo, he's hit 3 threes, guard up. They're like, bro, smell him.
Bro, like, yo, he's
just onions.
They're like, yo, his knee pads have hepatitis. Like, I'm not fucking with that dude.
Like, that smell like cherry.
He's
pads.
Got anthrax
like,
in
nah.
there.
Someone said, I've been to Portland. This is how hippies bathe. Oh, shit. Siobhan, I went real now. That was great.
Siobhan was going off in the group chat. She was so disgusted.
Oh, she was so upset.
It was gross. I was so upset. Not in this year, not in last year, not in the year before. Is that ever okay? We get mad at motherfuckers for standing too close in lines. He like rubbed all of his, you know.
In a contact sport.
In a contact sport. We get it. You know, you guys been COVID tested, whatever. Like, we know y'all wouldn't be on the floor.
No,
we don't get it. We really don't get it. And that's fucking nasty. Who was high-fiving that?
Brad, can you get that video again? Just one more time on the video?
The ref got to go. He's contact.
Yeah.
No.
Here goes the rub.
The rub, and then oh my god!
It's so imagine like all the rest of the screens, all the screens he set for the rest of the night. This is nah.
Anytime he touched the ball,
I wish there were like another camera angle so we see the look of horror from the Thunder.
The whole team in quarantine.
I was wondering why Al Horford like played terribly. Like he just didn't want.
Well, he's also Al Horford.
He opted out. Like
he's Al Horford.
Also, he's Al Horford. Yeah.
he flinches at nothing. I know he was terrified.
Oh my god, I can't believe Kelly Olynyk is patient zero for like the new strain of COVID.
It's Rudy Gobert, but good.
They're gonna call it the Canadian strain after what this motherfucker just said. I honestly. all right, guys, we're nearing 18 minutes. So in about 2 minutes, 3 minutes, we're starting to take We're going to just do straight questions from the chat. The chat is live right now. Thank you guys so much. You guys are cracking me up. There's more stuff on the chat right now than I can read. But yeah, you guys are cracking me up. But before we get into the questions, I want to kind of go around some of the other guys tonight. Like, what I felt tonight is like everybody just did what they're supposed to do. Like these guys, like it was Heat basketball again, right? Even Tyler Hero only scoring 7, but I felt that he was aggressive. I felt like he was doing the right things, making the right passes. He was 7, 8, and 9. All right, so if you're going to focus on the 7 points scored, you're missing the forest for the trees, right? Like he was 7. 8 assists, 9 rebounds. The dude played an all-around game, and he would put pressure on the defense at all times. Like, Tiffany, Tyler, honestly, whoever you want to highlight right now, because there's so many guys to talk about before we get into questions. I wanted to highlight Tyler real quick because I've been hard on him. But Bam was good. Jimmy was good.
Yeah. But it's like you said, everybody did their part.
Yeah.
Nobody rushed it. Nobody tried to outdo the next man. Everybody did their part. But I think what's most important, Jimmy looks reasonably healthy.
Yes.
And rested.
Yes.
So he's the straw that stirs the drink. How he goes is how they go.
As long as Kelly's not stirring a fucking drink with those guys.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want Kelly stirring shit. Frankie, who on the Heat tonight outside of Kelly? Because Kelly's the obvious one, right? Who on the Heat impressed you the most?
I want to say
scored 7 points, by the way. It was a plus 20.
Yeah, he looked solid. I was impressed by Jimmy bouncing back because he looked – we were talking about it on Hangover Time last on Friday, and all of us said he shouldn't play if he's going to look like that. And he bounced back really strong, had 18 points in only 25-42. I like Tyler's all-around game. One thing about Tyler as the lead guard that I haven't liked as much is he's taking less shots. He's taking less shots per 36 than he did last year. I think he's actually taking less shots – as a total than last year, and he's playing 7 more minutes. That shouldn't be happening, especially with Jimmy out. He should be chucking a little bit more. So it's good that he's finding his comfort, and it felt like he's taking more reading plays better, when to shoot, when to pass. You know, not just, you know, I got to set this up, I got to do this, I got to go in with that mindset. But of course, you can't talk about Bam enough. 9 of 10 from the field. He's getting so much more comfortable in his role and on his spots on the court, deciding when to pull up and pass and make reads. It's going to be tough to guard.
Giancarlo Navas had an article on MiamiHeatBeat.com today, and it detailed what the Heat needed to do in the starting lineup at the power forward position, and it literally worked out tonight. Like, so it was very prescient. But then his comment comes up, and he has a little anime schoolgirl as his Abby, and I can't take him fucking seriously. I can't take that seriously. Like,
Alf, you need to take credit for his article too, though, because he.
I wrote that shit. I ghost wrote that shit.
No, because he's been hammering on that Kelly's not the answer because of the playoffs and this and that. It's the best option available right now, and there's proof that it works with Kelly and Bam. So why not go for it? We were talking about this a lot to an extent. Last pod, and it worked. They have such good chemistry together. They know where each other's gonna be.
I didn't read his article because it's that.
I knew you didn't. I did. Oh, come on. I didn't believe that for a second.
You guys know me better than that. I'm not reading that shit. It's like the last time, that meme that like, I'm not reading all this, but I'm sorry for what happened.
Or really congratulations.
Yeah, I'm really happy for you.
Only reason I consider reading it was because Brian spell checked it. That's basically it. But I will say, like, props to you, G, for that. You nailed it. Great. I'm drinking some Japanese vodka tonight.
Ooh. I didn't even ask what everyone's drinking.
Yeah.
No.
I'm way off. Okay, so I'm going to go around the horn, see what everyone's drinking. And then, Brass, let's just do questions for the rest of the night. Yeah. honestly, this it's a night to celebrate, man. Like the Heat looked like, you know, the Heat looked more like bubble Heat than they did on Christmas Day. This looks like the team that I've, you know, yeah, like they look like the Heat. Christian, I'll start with you since you're clockwise. I don't know how people see this.
I mean, back in the office this week, so there's a lot to do. So only sticking with a seltzer tonight. Oh. Yeah, you know, taking it light.
You went the Solana route?
What? You went during the week. This isn't the weekend, Alf. I'm not in my 20s anymore.
I'm not in my 20s. I'm turning 40, and I'm – oh, God, I got so depressed.
I'll cut you a little bit of slack because last time you drank so much you couldn't speak. So
yes, yeah, I literally broke my mic.
Tiffany, what are you drinking?
It's back. Tito's and Lime.
Tito's and Lime. Yeah. Tiffany, are you working from home? Because you're drinking a lot of Tito's. Okay, Siobhan, what are you drinking tonight? Because Siobhan be coming to this motherfucker double fisted. Like Siobhan,
her Wi-Fi is drinking tonight. Unfortunately.
Sure. Oh man, I really wanted to see what she drank. Okay, when she
comes back, she's coming back.
Brass, take her out, and then when she comes back, I'm going to ask her what she's drinking because I'm always interested in what she's drinking because I don't know if she works from home. I honestly don't even know how old she is. I don't even know if she's of age. Siobhan.
Sorry.
Okay. What? First of all, are you of age to be drinking?
Yes, I'm of age to be drinking.
I don't know how old you are.
You're right. 27.
Okay. Look. See, you look young. You know, black don't crack.
Hey.
What are you drinking tonight?
So in the left hand, we got Jack Daniel's Rye. Then in the right hand, we got McBride Sisters Sauvignon Blanc white wine. Mm.
Listen, I am like when I grow up, I want to be Siobhan.
Me too.
Like, I mean, the classiness of it. Like, I'm drinking a rye whiskey and a wine. I'm drinking literally the Total Wine and Spirits fucking generic brand vodka and Sprite right now.
It's fine.
No, honestly, but I'm gonna do. I want them to sponsor us.
Star Blue.
This shit is fucking fire. Like it is the cheapest vodka you can get, and that shit, it's like their best selling fucking thing because, and partly because of me, because I buy so much of it. But that shit is like, it tastes like fucking goose. Like it's like 15 for a fucking gallon. Like it's insane. Listen, I'm nothing if not frugal, okay?
Come on, take a shot.
Let's do this after a win. Come on, let's do this.
What, a shot? I got to go get a shot glass.
Or just, well,
I'll take a swig.
Yeah, exactly.
Big swig.
Cheers.
Wait, I didn't ask Frankie yet. Okay, fuck it.
Well, since we didn't see Mo in the first half at halftime, I went to the liquor store to get some Tito's. Shout out to Tiff. And I'm drinking Tito's and Red Bull.
Oh my goodness.
No, shit.
You never go to bed.
I had to make up for the boxed wine last time.
Yo, Monday Hangover Time is lit as fuck. I am proud of what we're doing here.
Tito's and Red Bull. What?
Your ass is going to be up.
Tropical blanket could never.
Shout out Five Reasons. The beef is on. I love it. I literally fucking, I've been texting Ethan all day about.
Oh, making... Leif's in here. What up,
Leif? Oh, here goes Leif. Leif. Drink one for me. Shout Lefty out Leif. Leif. Put Lefty Leif up. Drink one for, we love Leif, man. That's family. Leif's that's my white brother, man. Okay. We're like 7 minutes late for questions.
Let's do it.
But like we're getting lit on a Monday. This is Hangover Time. This is what the show is supposed to be about.
El Genius, I'm smoking some sherbet.
Maybe I don't know. I don't know if that's one. I don't know if that's legal.
I don't want to.
I don't smoke anything, so I don't. I'm Christian.
Who?
All right. So the first question is from Mandy Garcia, 21. Thoughts on KZ off the bench with Achiuwa and Iggy and KO starting along Bam Bam. I think they found the starters tonight, the starting four. I don't think there's a lot of questions about that. Does anybody else think that there should be more experimentation with the starting lineup after tonight?
Who's starting tonight? I forget.
Because you're drinking fucking wine. You're like double fisting wine.
That's why I stopped.
Stop it.
Kelly. It was Tyler, Jimmy, Duncan, Bam, Kelly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think
to that me, is that's it. The starting
that's
lineup.
That's it.
I think you just have to account for Jimmy either playing, not playing, being hurt, not. You're not, right. You know, if we got everyone full tilt, then yeah, that should be the starters. But how you know, steady, how reasonable is that?
Right.
My thing is when Jimmy can't play, because we're going to see a lot of that this year, Avery right. should start.
Yeah.
That is my only caveat. Yeah. Avery should be your starting point guard if Jimmy can't play.
Yeah.
All right. Cabin Culture asks, Kelly over under 25. For the revenge game against Ooh. Boston. He be whooping them motherfuckers.
He play well against
them. That motherfucker put that ponytail up, be like Steven Seagal out for justice.
Siobhan is going to send him to jail. She's going to call the NBA and be like,
he's not
playing.
He's going to be at least his knee bad.
He's in quarantine. I don't even know when the Boston game is, but he won't be there.
The whole team won't be there.
That ref won't.
This question is for Tiffany. Did you see? It's from JNNIA34. Did you see Silva score more than Mo tonight?
Yes.
He hit that little free throw jumper.
He hit a jumper. I don't think Mo's done that this year.
Tiff scored as many points as Mo today.
And less fouls and turnovers.
I don't know. Tiff might have hit the park. She might have had more than Mo today. We don't know.
Hey, man. Tiff, my dog Tiff would have hit one or two up from the line.
Exactly.
At least.
Scores more.
Stay on your feet. Watch your face.
Hey everybody, before we get into today's pod, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Blue Wire Hustle, a brand new program where you can host your very own podcast here on Blue Wire. Hustle was created to give everyone the opportunity to take your podcast to the next level. Or if you wanted to host a podcast and just don't know where to start, Hustle is the perfect place for you. As part of the program, you'll receive cover art, Q&As with Blue Wire's top podcasters, access to our community Discord, and e-learning course filled with tips and tricks. On top of that, we'll get you show published to Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and other listening platforms. And the best part is that you can get this all for $15 a month. That's the same rate that any other hosting site would just charge you for the initial setup. So whether you're starting from scratch or have an existing show that you want to grow, Hustle is an open door to your sports experience. Acceptance to the program is limited, so get your application in today. To apply, go to bwhustle.com/join. Check out the description box for this episode to find out more. That's bwhustle.com/join.
Mike Anthony 13 asks, Raptors are our last. Should we go for Lowry? I guess it depends on what it costs, but god damn if you could get Kyle Lowry, bro. Frankie, what does Kyle Lowry do for this team?
He brings his fat ass over here.
He's going to blend right in with all these Latinas, man. I'm telling
you. Oh, my God. All the fake asses on selfie.
All the girls are on Instagram are going to be like, my surgeon, I want that.
Give me the Kyle Lowry.
Let me get that Kyle Lowry. No, but he would be the ultimate Heat culture guy, and he would make Giancarlo even more insufferable.
Oh my God, Giancarlo would want to be on more Heat Beat shows than he is now, which is hard to do. I had to kick him off of Hangover Time. Lowry is thick as fuck, Chandler King 14.
Recently learned Josh Hart was thick as hell too.
Yeah, that's thick with two C's. Lowry's thick. Amoose 305. Is that Alex that Moose? Thoughts on court and jerseys, be honest. So I'm gonna come at this from I sound like that Twitter troll account. I'm a high school football coach. As a youth basketball coach, I used to coach youth basketball, AAU and all that stuff. My kids would have loved these jerseys, right? So I understand what the Heat are doing. So all of you people 35 and up who are mad, this is not for you. You're old.
Like a bag of Skittles.
Yeah, nobody gives a fuck about your trash. Fuck, I wear cargo shorts.
Wait, am I young enough to have an opinion? Wait,
are you over 35?
No.
Okay, you might. I don't even know if you're lying.
I don't like the court. The jerseys are good, but the court, the free throw area, it looks like a Care Bear got run over by one of those cement laying machines that they put in the streets. You know what I mean?
Maybe that was Mo's problem.
He was distracted by all the colors.
Yeah,
like a murder. What happened to other five games?
Mo's problem is basketball. Okay.
Yeah.
I will say regarding the jersey, like the court. Yeah, I kind of agree with the Christian. It's not my favorite, but the jerseys. I don't really know. I kind of still need to see these things in person. So all I ask is that the Miami Heat, if they could send Tiffany a Mo Harkless jersey. We could see it in person. That'd be great.
We gotta turn Tiff into like a make a wish kid. Someone said Hayden CB3 asked Alf, are you still Mike Tyson when you go to bars? No. I'm Muhammad Ali when I go to bars. Like current Muhammad Ali. Too soon?
No, he really does float like a butterfly.
I do not fight anymore. Don't try to fight me at a bar. I'm not going to do anything legal. I'm bringing Heineken bottles and trying to stab you. I'm not trying to get punched in the face. You know how long it takes 40-year-old skin to heal from a bruise? If you punch me in my liver, if I break a hip, I'm dead at my age. I don't know if this is Ninja Red or Ninja Red.
I think Ninja Red.
Ninja Red CJ.
Ninja Red.
I like Ninja Red.
Do Ninja Red.
He went to Ninja Red.
Ninja Red CJ. PJ Tucker doesn't have a role in Houston anymore. ABS Rockets need another ball handler. Nunn and Mo for Tucker. Yes. Guys, you guys gotta stop out trades that don't
Nunn
make sense.
Nunn and Mo for cap space. If it comes with a body, that's great.
Guys, it's Harden that goes to the strip clubs, not the front office.
Nunn and Mo for PJ Tucker? Why would they do that?
Sure.
Imagine seeing Al fighting someone with cargo. That's where I keep the broken glass bottles from the extra pocket. I'm not here, 40 years old, trying to fight these young whippersnappers.
They say you fight in cargoes in Air Force Ones.
Black Air Force Ones.
The black ones. You gotta be the black ones.
It's gotta be the black ones. You don't fuck with them.
Yeah, I do. I rock Reebok Classics.
Ooh. Mid-top at least.
No mid-top. Lows. All right. Reebok Classic Lows.
That was the secret. My mom didn't want to get me the Air Force Ones because they were too expensive. She got me the Reeboks. They were way more comfortable than the Air Force Ones.
Yeah, you going to catch this cushiony stop?
Hell yeah. I'm going to kick you in the face and be so comfortable.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have all kinds of support on my arches.
That's why the people with the black Air Forces get into so many fights. They're so angry.
Yeah, no, they're angry because they're fucking uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Achilles is tender.
Okay, PK Viking 30 says, okay, Braz, can we not do – I don't want
to say, we haven't gotten nearly that desperate.
No more trade talk. I don't want any more trade talk.
We're six games in, guys.
The Riley Wilson says, Alf wears shoes that you mow your grass in. Yes, I do. I used to rock, I don't know, if you got the old, the most washed up sneaker you could possibly rock and is the Air Monarchs.
Oh, those old granddad shoes.
Oh, I had a pair for cutting the grass and a pair for going out with.
They call them the Father's Day Classics.
Yeah.
So you had to going out, Air Monarchs.
But I'll tell you what, you came over my house for a barbecue, you saw me rocking them shits, you knew you was going to get a good burger.
No, you need those sandals. You need those sandals. You know what sandals I'm talking about. You know what sandals I'm talking about.
With the socks.
Haitians call them sapat. Like if you got some Jesus sandals. Like if you got some Jesus sandals on.
Like I need to see the Hercules. Yeah, the Jerusalem, the Hercules sandals and shit.
The shit that Zeus used to rock. The Zeus 21. The Euripides 19s. I got the colorways in them shits, bitch. We all out. Come get these ribs, motherfucker. Let's go. Oh, someone said chocolatas. Yeah, that's
what we call them, chocolatas. Brian M said the Jerusalem Cruisers, and I thought he said Jerusalem Crusaders, which I thought was way funnier.
That's it.
Who have we not talked about tonight? I mean,
Did we talk about Avery?
No, we haven't talked about Avery, and we haven't talked about Precious. Those are two guys.
God. I don't want to talk about Precious.
I do. I'm gonna give my quick Precious take, and then Siobhan, I'm gonna let you do your Avery Bradley take. The most impressive thing I saw from Precious tonight is that he had a shit fourth second quarter. Like, I mean, lost. They didn't know what to do. I feel like they tried to put him in the zone, and he had never heard of a zone before. Like, it was, he looked like he never played basketball in his life. And then he came out in the second half, and he fixed those issues, and I like to see that shit from a young player. Like, it made me feel really, really, really good about Precious. What was he tonight? He was a plus three, 6 points, 7 rebounds in 20. He played a decent game. Yeah. What I like to see the most of that, he came back from a really horrible second quarter. Siobhan, Avery Bradley. I mean, go ahead. Like, I think the guy has been solid talk for us.
I think he's been solid. He had like the first couple, you know, pregame or preseason games where he was just twirling on ice. But once he settled in and we saw it, you know, that the on-ball intensity fighting over the screens. Someone, I don't know if it was someone up here or someone on Twitter, he's good at guarding guys, staying on their hips without fouling. Like his body control is really good. He's knocking down shots. Shout out to him and Tyler. Tyler's vision is getting, you know, a bit better. There was one time like Tyler drove from the right wing. And Avery kind of just settled in the corner behind the screen, but Tyler saw him. He gave him an on target pass. Avery knocked it down, man. I think, you know, as he continues to settle in and just get more comfortable with the guys, I think we will see his value start to shine a bit more. I think someone said earlier, you know, before some games had started, that he seems like not just a one-year pickup for Miami. He seems like a Miami type of guy.
Goran Dragic situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a Goran type of guy. Like, we lucked up and, you know, being able to get you, we found a role for you, you fit with what we want to do. So let's rock out. Like, I think, you know, it was good to see. He drove one time, though, and I think he fucked everybody up. He drove from, like, the right wing. He kicked it out to somebody. They didn't know what to do with it. They weren't ready for it. They passed it to someone else. Like, it looked kind of ragged, but I don't know. I think as he settles in more, his value really starts to show, and I'm excited for him. He can hit shots. He can probe and get in and maybe take on a little bit more of the playmaker role. I think, you know, he'll be big for us.
There was a couple Iggy Avery Bradley traps in the corner that like gave me a quarter chub. I'm not gonna lie. Christian, Christian, we're going to take Vane Hype's question. I want Christian and Frankie here because I feel like the answer is on the team. But Vane Hype asks, who is Precious Comp? Where do you see? Where do you want to see his ceiling?
Ooh, his ceiling? I mean, it's kind of like the same ceiling that I gave Bam before, but like Sean Kemp. Like, that would be like, that'd be awesome if he could be like a player like that. But like, he's such a good defender. Like, I'm not even sure what the right comp for him is. Maybe like, almost like Ron Artest, maybe? I don't know if that's like a weird comp. Like, really just focusing on the defensive end. And if, you know, if his offensive side never really shapes out, he's kind of rough in like a lot of the different facets. That could be like a, you know, I mean, Ron Artest had a hell of a career.
He doesn't
Metal World Peace. I'm sorry. I guess they gotta call him Metal World Peace, right?
I don't think he's that much bigger than Ron Artest. Taller.
He feels taller. Like, maybe not wider. He feels taller.
But he's like he might be an inch and a half taller than Ron Artest. Somebody says Amari Stoudemire, which I don't think he'll ever be the offensive player. I think people forget what Amari Stoudemire was offensively.
Murray gave like Tim Duncan, like prime Tim Duncan, like a 40-20 game in the playoffs.
Yeah,
that, like, Amari was ridiculous.
Precious, yeah, but Precious isn't losing a fight with a fucking fire extinguisher.
That's true.
I agree with that,
Frankie. I think his ceiling is Bam. And
I don't know because
not bad.
No, if. Like I think he's gonna like carve his role into like a two-way player. He's already really solid as a two-way guy right now, and that's really hard to do as a young big. You normally expect bigs to take a while to develop, and he's already really solid defensively. He knows his role offensively. He sets good screens. He rolls hard. He's got great hands. He finishes really well around the rim in traffic. He's a super athletic. But he's smaller. He's a smaller big man than like a DeAndre Jordan type, but he's like 3 inches smaller than him. And I think he's a little bit more versatile, coming out of college than DeAndre was. So I don't know. It's tough. Like I like the Montrezl Harrell, but with better defense comparison. But I don't, he hasn't shown as much skill offensively. So I don't know. It's really tough nowadays with bigs that are mostly like dive and stuff, bigs.
Opetus Rex says, I want to see Precious actually go through a training camp or preseason.
Opetus?
Odebus. Oh, I'm sorry. I literally just poured myself in the
drink. We were talking about Greek mythology earlier, and he said Opetus.
Doesn't Opetus make more sense than Odebus?
No, Oedipus. Oedipus is the guy
that
hangs the guy. Yeah, you never heard that?
I'm a very intelligent person. I never saw Oedipus spell like
that. You have a thing Oedipus for your maternal, paternal figures.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think I did him a fucking favor not calling it calling him Oedipus.
Oedipus Rex. They got it's the Greek mythology story where the guy like bangs his mother.
Mother.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I thought it was like Opetus, like he was a fucking like he was a foot doctor.
So. Yeah, it was like the precursor to like cast the porn that's on the internet.
Or maple Opetus.
Opetal, like Opetal. Like, I thought
it was an anime character.
Oedipus Rex. I don't want to answer this question anymore.
God, I don't remember the question.
This guy's gross. I'm like legit shook off of that one. Give me another question. I don't want to enter Oedipus's fucking Oedipus complex's fucking question.
Let's go. Come on, one last question. Who's got
Oedipus?
One?
You need therapy. Stop at get off of here and go find a fucking psychologist. I can't help you. I got my own problems. You're trying to fuck your mom and shit. That's weird. All right, here's Wham Bam. That makes a lot more sense than Oedipus complex. Does KZ eventually crack the rotation? No, that's my opinion.
No.
I mean, like, he was showing a lot of energy out there tonight. He was clearly trying to make plays, but he's, like, in that phase where he's doing too much. And, like, until he, like, something slowed down a little for him, it's hard to see him getting minutes.
He looks like he's at that stage where he's deciding ahead of time what he's going to do instead of reading the situation. Yeah. offensively. Defensively, he looks okay. He's aggressive, and with his length, he can make up for his mistakes. I just want to point out that I love the Kendrick Nunn is in garbage time. Normally, you see your point guards feeding the guys who never get minutes, let them get shots. Kendrick Nunn is taking all the shots in garbage time. He's like, fuck this, I'm going to get mine.
Yes,
he's like,
yeah.
Fuck this, I'm going to get mine.
Increase that trade value, man. Increase it because it's fucking tang.
He put out a workout video like a few days ago. I was like, that's right, Kendrick. Get it up there.
Yeah, help us out.
He put out a what?
A workout video, yeah.
Show us the size of your opetus.
I'm still upset about this whole Oedipus thing.
That's a fire.
Siobhan, what does Oedipus mean again?
So Oedipus Rex, yeah, it's like Greek mythology. Young dude ended up like fucking his mother. So like the saying, one, to have an Oedipus complex is to like really, really grossly kind of let your paternal figure like into your relationship. And then in a sense of, or in a way of like being physically sexually attractive to
it's mommy your, issues to like the 10th degree.
Your forebearer.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm very upset. My Christian sensibilities are not, I don't like this at all. Which of our players do you see in an award conversation by end of the season? Nobody with an Oedipus complex, I'll tell you that much.
I think if we start to like turn around, it's like six games in. I think if given the chance to and the proper role and whatever, I think Precious could be in a conversation for one of the rookies, just in the talks of being an impactful rookie. I don't know if he gets, you know, rookie of the year. I think he will have an impact for us, especially as we, if we go where we should be going. That's the, for real,
I think
for
the Riley,
maybe.
Who? I think the Riley Wilson hit mine right on the head. Dragic is the sixth man of the year.
Yeah.
His numbers right now, his numbers are right. His numbers through six games are already in that conversation. And as long as they get a rotation where he can come in and not have to press, I'm using the Tiffany Meeks word. As long as he doesn't have to press and do things out of his character, I think that this is his year for a Superman award.
Oh no, absolutely. I mean, right now the Heat are plus 12 net with him on and minus 25 net with him off on the
is
season.
Is that good?
I mean, that basically means that it's falling off the rails without Goran this season, and then the Heat are blowing teams out with him on. And well, considering he's been spearing that second team, I don't see how you couldn't have him as second sixth man of the year if it ended today.
The point, it's like we look great with Goran on, and when he's off, we look like the Raptors.
Basically. Shout out to G.
Captain Coulter says Mo Harkless, all NBA first team. Tick Tick Boom says Mo Harkless, MGP, most garbage player.
Oh, definitely. He's definitely one of that one.
Would Mo start on the Skyforce at this point?
No.
Skyforce has championship aspirations, guys. Come on.
No, because look at Skyforce players on the Heat right now. Chris Silva, how many minutes did he play? Chris Silva played 5 minutes, 2 points, 5 rebounds, and 1 assist. He played 5 minutes, and Chris Silva had 2 points, 5 rebounds, and 1 assist. That's a Skyforce player. Mo Harkless, in 6 minutes, had 0 points, 0 rebounds, 0 assists, and 1 personal foul.
So now in like 50 minutes on the season, right? Doesn't Mo have like 3 rebounds in 50 minutes on the season? Wasn't that his stats in the pregame? He had like 44 minutes on the season.
And 3 points.
Like 3 rebounds.
The Skyforce is terrified that he's going to be sent down to them. So they're not even playing this year. They're just like, we're just going to sit this one out.
They opted out.
They don't want to tank. They don't want to tank with Mo.
They want no parts of Mo Harkless. Okay, guys. See, this is a problem.
It's not a good night for the English language.
Oh, peace.
ever since Oedipus, Alpha's been gone.
No, honestly, the whole Oedipus complex thing has
Oedipus.
I'm saying it right now, right?
No, Oedipus. You said Oedipus.
Don't fuck me up right now. Because I know, like, I've heard the word Oedipus. I didn't know what it was spelled with an O at the beginning. This is fucking stupid. Greek people are fucking
idiots. It's like pterodactyl.
Yeah, pterodactyl with a P in the front. Like, stop trying. Like, chill. Like, stop.
Like, he was okay, the original motherfucker.
Yeah, well, a PT sounds like T. Like, honestly, we should abolish silent letters. Stupid. It's dumb. D-U-M. Dumb. It's dumb. Silent letters are stupid. Fuck, I need a B at the end of dumb to say dumb.
Take a G out of lasagna. Like,
yeah.
Real G's moving silent.
Damn, with an N at the end. Like, what does that add to it? But, like, honestly, you know what? Everything should be written like Haitian Creole. Haitian Creole is, there's a French version that's spelled with all kinds of nonsense, extra letters. And then there's the phonetic version of Haitian Creole, where Creole is literally spelled K-R-E-Y-O-L. That's the way we should spell shit. Like, everyone should follow Haitians. Creole.
I love how this is coming from Alphonse with the E, the silent E at the end.
Oh, with P-H to make an F sound. Yeah. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Siobhan wouldn't make it, so you guys have a good time.
Oh, but I say, look, Siobhan, listen, you're not going to make it in my world.
I'm not.
First of all, I'm gonna make a new letter to make the shush sound.
Nope. And fight the Irish.
It's gonna be like a curly something, and it's gonna be the shush sound, and it's gonna be OV.
It's gonna be that S, and that S we all drew in elementary school.
Yeah,
the PlayStation S.
I know what it's gonna be. It's gonna be the 8 that we used to write when we were kids.
Yeah,
it looks like a shitty snowman. That's gonna be in my language. It's gonna be that 8 OVAN
Christian with a silent H.
Alphonse putting a bow on this one.
None of this makes Alphonse. See, if there's an E at the end of my fucking name for no goddamn reason. why is it an Alphonse. S? It's, even though my name is actually Alphonse, so it actually is supposed to be an S.
Alphonse.
Say it again.
Alphonse. There's no Alphonse. It's Alphonse.
No, it's Alphonse.
No, it is not. I will fight you, Tiffany, with an extra F for no goddamn reason.
This is the type of Miami Heat beat coverage you get here.
It's Opita Sydney.
After 50 minutes, this is what you get. This is why this brass is just supposed to cut me off. Anyway, guys, I'm done. We'll see you again Wednesday night. We will have a special guest, Israel Gutierrez from ESPN. We'll be on the show. Hopefully, I'm.
Oh, Izzy, let's go.
Izzy's going to be on the show. Hopefully, I'm going to get Izzy drunk. I'm going to be better behaved on Wednesday because I have super respect for Izzy. He's actually the guy who got me writing again. He's honestly, Izzy is the reason that I'm doing this, which is it's a whole nother story. He wrote an article about coming out of the closet, and I felt like it was so brave that, like, why didn't, like, if he can do that, why can't I write? And, you know, because I had whole issues with writing and stuff. So I wrote my first article in 20 years. I put it on a blogspot.com. And Miami Heat read it, and fuck, Miami Heat beat read it, and Dan Le Batard read it and tweeted it out and all kinds of crazy shit. And that's the only reason I'm here today. So I literally owe this quote-unquote platform to Israel Gutierrez because of bravery that he had coming out of the closet. So I'm very excited to have Izzy on the show on Wednesday. I'm going to try not to get too drunk, but I'm probably going to get so nervous that I'm going to start drinking tomorrow. So anyway, so check us out. Okay, Giannis. Giancarlo, yeah. There's also the Miami Heat podcast. Check it out on all your podcast platforms. We're streaming all the podcasts. We're streaming the pregame. We're streaming Hangover Time. These are all also going on our YouTube channel. So if you don't catch it live, subscribe to YouTube. Like, we are hitting you guys with so much fucking content. We're trying to get you sick of us, but you can't get sick of us because we're entertaining.
Good content.
Some people hit you with a lot of content, and you know, 10% of it is decent. We're not that platform. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Have a good night. If you're not drunk yet, keep drinking. It's only 10:50. You have at least another hour and 10 minutes of good drinking time, and you can still get 8 hours of sleep for work tomorrow. We love you guys. Cheers. Good night.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.